Very pleased at this time to be joined by Dario Franchitti. Mr. Franchitti.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us. My first question to you is, are you going to be at the soccer match tomorrow night?
I don't know yet. I think some of it will depend on how we go to the track tomorrow.
It's got to be hard, though. You are a big, you're a big Celtic fan, are you not?
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge Celtic fan, and it's a big, it's kind of a big problem. It's great that they're in town and playing Man U, and it'll be a great game to watch. And I bumped into to Neil Lennon this afternoon, the manager there, and Scott Brown, one of the players. But and we were kind of talking about it, and I think I'll end up there. I just hope I have a good day tomorrow, so I'm in a good mood.
Do you have a Celtic fire suit that you can wear? You
know, I'm running the Airwick fire suit this weekend, and it is green and white, so I might sport that.
There
tomorrow.
You go. Oh, you're pretty close there. Now, tell me, you've just had the walk around. What did you learn from walking the course here?
I think, if anything, the track is bumpier than last year, which is saying something, because as long as I've been coming here since 97, this has been a very bumpy track. But if anything, it's more bumpy than I've ever seen it. So my dentist will probably have quite a bit of work to do after this weekend.
Where is it the worst? Is it along the straightaway, or is it just the entire track?
Really the entire track. You know, you feel it more on the straights, you know, certainly going into turn one and into turn three, because those are the points of maximum speed on the track, and the car is pressed to the ground more, so it runs a lower right height at those points of the track. But it just looks like everywhere, it looks like it's going to be pretty bumpy out there.
Now, Dario, when you're driving on a bumpy track, I mean I would have to think that physically it would put more of a demand on your body, wouldn't it? Just the actual controlling the car and the strength needed to keep the car under control.
It's a different type of stress. Obviously, somewhere like Watkins Glen, which is quite smooth last week, you're under this constant load in these high-speed corners, whereas here it's more of a snap feeling from the steering wheel and the wheel getting kind of ripped out of your hand a little bit. But the biggest problem here half the time is keeping your head up over those bumps and being able to see where the hell you're going. It can be a bit of a challenge.
Now, as you get ready for this as the defending champion, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
That makes no difference. No? It makes no difference. It kind of proves that myself and Team Target know how to get the job done around here. And that's about it, really. We've got good notes from last year. We know what we did right, we know what we think we did wrong. So hopefully we'll be even better this year, because I think we're going to have to be in order to beat the opposition.
It's going to be a hot and steamy weekend. Does that change setup for you guys?
Probably not setup quite so much as it just makes it physically more demanding. You know, more, you have to be hydrated a bit more, and it's some beating down and it just takes it out of you a little bit more. So it's physically it'll be a challenge.
We're on with Dario Franchitti. Dario, could you maybe walk us through what the day before the race will be like for you and leading up to the race? Like, if it's going to be hot and if there, you know, the conditions are going to be really oppressive, you know, what would your schedule be in terms of rest, you know, eating, things of that nature?
Yeah, the whole hydration thing has already started. If you're waiting right now and you're talking about trying to hydrate yourself for Sunday, you're maybe a touch late on that. You gotta, you know, you have some effect, but I think really you've got to be working on it all week. So that's one of the big things. But Sunday morning we have quite an early warm up, so I'll probably get up about 7:30 for an 8:30 warm up. Anybody that knows me will know that'll be a challenge, because I hate getting up early. Although I have just been to Scotland and they're 5 hours ahead of here, so you know that'll be like a 1:30 in the afternoon warm up. So that might be okay. But then straight after warm up we have I think a couple of appearances with the Airwick people coming up, and try and grab some food in there somewhere. Drivers meeting. Hopefully get about an hour to myself to stretch and just prepare myself mentally for the race, and then get in the car and go.
It's an important race, too, because of where you are in the driver's standings. You and Will Power chasing it down, but you take a look over your shoulder, and not too far away, you've got guys like Scott Dixon, Ryan Briscoe, Helio. They're all there, too, so you have to be sharp each and every race every weekend.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Every race counts. You know, the points are the same in the first race as the last race, and you know, we're kind of ruined the fact we missed a maximum point today there in Iowa when we had a gearbox failure. We'd have been sitting a little bit better had that all happened. But that's all part of racing, and we've got to overcome it now and try and get back ahead of Will.
Dario, with the track being bumpy, I mean, obviously you like to be in the pole position. Is there any added benefit to being in the pole position on a track that is bumpy? I'm thinking just especially in terms of maybe, you know, having that little extra room to control the car because you may not be bunched in.
No, it's certainly the first corner. If you are on the pole, it can be a little bit nicer when you've maybe got a clear track in front of you, and maybe, but you know, then you've got the guys in second and third all trying to have a big go at you. But it's definitely always an advantage to start up front, especially at Toronto and other street courses that are so difficult to pass.
Now, tell me about street courses. Are you a street course guy or are you a speedway guy?
I started off definitely being a street course type of person, and I really love road and street, and that's still my passion, the road and street courses. But over the years, I've managed to learn how to drive on the ovals, and I think we've won as many now, if not more, races on the ovals. But in order to win this championship, you've got to be good on road and street courses now, and ovals. You can't have any weak points now, because otherwise I'll show you the way around.
Now, this has been, you know, this has been your strength, the open wheel racing, and I know you did flirt a little with running NASCAR with the Ganassi team. Why has this been a better fit for you than the other car?
Yeah, I grew up doing this. I grew up, driving open wheel cars, and I did spend 2 years driving a sedan type of car in Germany, but basically it was a Formula One car with a body on it. So then I went to try NASCAR, and, you know, it's always going to be a big, difficult learning curve there, but unfortunately it was a downturn for the team. The team weren't doing very well at all with any of the drivers. And we didn't have a sponsor, broke my ankle, you know, just as I was getting the hang of this thing, and it all closed down. So it was kind of doomed from the start, unfortunately. But the good point is I went away, came back, and got to drive in the Team Target, and, I'm pretty happy is an understatement in the way it all worked out.
Tell me about your relationship with Chip Ganassi. This is a guy who loves motor racing. I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times. It has to be great when team owner and driver have the relationship that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Chip is he's very driven. He loves to win. He puts the right people in place to get that done. He, you know, with Target, he gives us the budgets to go out there and do what we do and to give us the best chance of winning. And he just wants to win. And so for me, that's perfect. You know, and when we don't win, sometimes he can get a little grumpy, but that works. So do we all. So we're all on kind of the same page.
We're on with Dario Franchitti, ahead of the Honda Indy this weekend in Toronto. Clearly you're not an old man by any stretch of the imagination. How much longer are you going to stick in Indy racing? Do you have any thoughts of F1, or how do you see this playing out?
Well, I'm 37 now. I just turned 37 in May, and the F1 thing really that ship sailed. I had the chance in the late 90s, early 2000s to do that, and I wasn't prepared to drive the cars that were offered to me. They just weren't cars that were going to offer me a chance to show what I could do. So I turned those down, and now at 37, I'm too old, and I'm completely comfortable with that. I love driving Indy cars. I love being part of the unified IZOD Indy car series, and as long as I can be competitive, keep winning and enjoying it, I'll keep doing it.
We talked to Alex Tagliani a couple of days ago, and one of the things he mentioned was that just with better nutrition, better health, drivers are, you may see drivers just drive longer than they have in the past. I don't know how you feel about that, but would you say in just generally that drivers are likely to stay in the game a lot longer now than in the past? Because it seems to me, though, in the past, you did have the odd driver who, you know, was in such amazing shape that they had a long career.
Yeah, the first thing, if you want to stay in it, you've got to stay in shape. You've got to absolutely bust your butt every day, and it gets harder as you get older, but you've got to do that because the positives are obviously all that experience, a little bit maybe more calm temperament. You've got to keep that will to win, though. Without that will to win and without that kind of passion to get out there each week and beat everybody, you're wasting your time. So as long as I've got that, and as long as I work hard on my fitness and that kind of stuff, I think I'll be in good shape and I'll be in, you know, be able to do a good job here. But when one of those things goes, you know, forget it. It's just it's not going to work anymore.
Dario, you've got two races in Canada, Toronto, then you go to Edmonton. Edmonton last year, very much like Cleveland, in fact, because it's an old airstrip. Does that provide a different challenge, or is that a comfort level because you've been in Cleveland and you know what to expect?
I used to think Cleveland was bumpy, and then we went to Edmonton. I mean, Edmonton was my first time there last year, so I was a bit of a disadvantage, and I was amazed when I think we finished fifth. I couldn't believe it. We pulled that off because I was kind of out to lunch all weekend there. So I'm still figuring that joint out, but that is one very, very physical track. Those incredibly fast, long corners just put such a strain on your body over the 2 hours of the race.
Dario, I mean, being married to Ashley Judd, I mean, there's a certain amount of star power in this relationship, to say the least. You know, how have you guys been able to make it work?
In what way?
Just in general, because I mean, you know, you're so, I mean, you're both very photogenic. You know, people are both, you know, you're both very, very popular people. Has it been, you know, and there's a lot of travel involved, clearly, and it is a high profile position, but for both of you, I mean, it just seems that you know, it seems that you guys have really been able to find a decent balance.
It's definitely tough when people are busy. It doesn't really matter, I think, if they're in the public eye or not. It's very difficult when you're busy. But we, you know, we live on a farm in Tennessee in the middle of nowhere, and we're pretty quiet people. So I think that definitely helps. You know, we try very hard to support each other in what we're doing.
Now, in a farm in Tennessee, do you soup up the tractor? Come on, the tractor will go what 110?
I'm not allowed on the tractor. I cut the grass once. That didn't end so well, so I got banned by the gardener.
Now, do you, when you have that kind of time off, do you have ATVs? I know that you know, you like speed, but when you kind of kick back, do you like to go to the farm and just relax, or do you have ATVs that you can puddle around on, or dirt bikes or anything like that?
Yeah, no dirt bikes.
No?
I broke my back on a motorcycle a number of years ago, so the ATVs are banned.
You've got a big list here with X's across, huh?
Dude, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I kind of brought it on myself, you know, all the different things I used to be able to do. The one by one, they've been scored out of the contract. So I like to go out and drive my cars and stuff, you know, and wash my cars and play around with those a bit. But apart from that, I live a fairly sedate life nowadays.
What's your favorite car then? As you get out of the Target car and get in your own, what's your favorite car?
No, I mean, I'm a Porsche and Ferrari guy, no doubt.
Still with a little speed too, a little jump.
Yeah, you know, my favorite, it's difficult to separate. My favorite two, probably the Porsche Carrera GT and the Ferrari F40. Those are those are probably the ones that I would be last to part with, I would say.
Dario, listen, we're going to let you run. We really appreciate your time. Hopefully you'll get to the soccer match tomorrow night.
I hope so.
And drive safely and lots of success. We really appreciate it.
Thanks again.